SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, January 22nd, episode 116. Let's get right started with our tip-off topics with, is it the end of an era? There was a really bad loss on Inauguration Day as the Celtics went into the Chase Center and blew the absolute doors off the Warriors. 125-85, a 40-point beatdown by the Celtics against the Warriors, and what has been said, the worst home loss in the history of the Steve Kerr era. And when you really look at that game, folks, and you kind of peel back, folks, it was an 11-point game at the break. It was a 15-point game at half. But the most concerning thing is, after being down by 15 at halftime, the Warriors proceeded, ready, folks, to give up 43 points and be outscored by 19 in the third quarter to then be down by 34 points. This is a concern here, folks. This is a Golden State Warriors team that's sitting at 21-21 in the Western Conference. A Golden State Warriors team that, as of right now, folks, they're not even in the play-in. They're on the outside looking in with a big game tonight at Sacramento, who is going in the opposite way. We'll talk about them in a little bit. But, folks, also remember when the Golden State Warriors were like 7-1, 8-2 to start the year, and everybody thought that this team was back and they were going to make another run? Folks, it just hasn't panned out. And you can't look at Steph Curry, who's giving you 22.9, 4.9, 6.1. I know people would be like, well, his scoring is down, you know, and it's not a typical Steph year. But if you look at it, Steph's shooting 44.8% from the floor. He shot 45 last year. You know, he's shooting 40.9% from three. He shot 40.8 last year. His assists are up. His rebounds are up. Right, his turnovers are about the same. So, like, so what is it, right? This Warriors team that we were so excited about before the season started. Andrew Wiggins has been pretty good, right? 16.8, bounce back year, okay. Kuminga's been, you know, good once they brought him off the bench. Well, Draymond Green, you know, is not giving you what you thought. Buddy Hield is giving you 12.2, but he's Buddy Hield, you know? Moody hasn't developed, 8.1. Everybody talked about how great Pozimski was going to be. You know, 8 points a game. Kyle Anderson, big free agent signing, not giving you much. Gary Payton, 4.8. So it's really about not really the play of Steph. It's not the play of Wiggins. It's not even really the play of Kuminga. It's the play of everyone else. And when you're in a Western Conference that's absolutely loaded, you have to be at your best. Folks, I'm here to tell you, okay, I'm here to tell you, and it pains me to say this. I don't think the Warriors make the playoffs. I don't think they make it. I don't think they make the playoffs. I think this is done. And even though the Warriors are sitting right now, folks, Warriors are now plus 126 to make the playoffs right now. They're not going to make it. Things are starting to unravel. The question is what do they do? How do they reload, or does this mean the beginning of a rebuild in a new era by the Bay? Let's move on to another topic, you know, in the NBA, and that is the trade that took place between the Suns and the Jazz. Basically, Phoenix is sending an unprotected 2031 draft pick to Utah for 3 first-round picks. Now, here's the thing, folks, if you're just listening. The Suns acquired the least favorable pick in 2025 between Cleveland and Minnesota, two teams that are going to be, you know, make the playoffs, so there's probably going to be a pick in the 20s. 2027 between Cleveland, Minnesota, Utah, it's the worst of the three, so it's probably going to be Cleveland or Minnesota, and then 2029 of Cleveland, Minnesota, Utah again. So why are they making this trade? Folks, it's a precursor. It's Jimmy Butler. Phoenix could not, they needed draft capital to try and tie into contracts to have a chance to go get Jimmy Butler or to improve their roster. They didn't have the draft picks. The first draft pick I think they could trade, if I'm not mistaken, was 2031. So they sent it to get three draft picks that are before that to go from there. When you look at Utah, they're thinking, well, by the 2031, maybe the Suns aren't good. So we get an unprotected first, where some of these other ones could have been protected. The other part about this is the Suns don't care about 2031. They're trying to win now. And that's why I think the trade is made. This sets up, does Jimmy Butler head to Phoenix? Stay tuned. Let's head to the college game where ESPN came up with their bracketology, I think yesterday. And on the one line is Notre Dame, South Carolina, UCLA, and USC. And it got me thinking, out of these four, who's the team I'm looking at like saying, oh, that team may be in trouble? They're probably the least likely to make a run to the Final Four, get to the Final Four. Styles make fights. Matchups make fights, right? So we don't know where, UConn is going to be. We don't know a team like, you guys know I'm big on TCU, where they're going to be. You know, Maryland is undefeated, right? LSU. There's all these other variables that don't include these four teams. So if you're asking me who I don't think makes the Final Four, if you give me the choice of these four, I'm actually taking UCLA. I understand they have a win over South Carolina in a blowout, 77-62. Don Staley's team has been far better the last month, and they are absolutely blowing teams' doors off, right? You look at USC, where Ariafin and obviously Juju, that dynamic 1-2 punch. But then you got to look at the best backcourt in the country, and Hidalgo and Miles, along with Sonia Citron as the third piece. Notre Dame is damn good, too. You got to remember, though, out of this list of four schools, only one of them has won a national championship. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I only think there are four coaches, I think, that's won a national championship that are currently active. It's Geno. It's obviously Dawn Staley. Kim Mulkey. I think Brenda Freeze. I think I'm wrong. It may be, if it's not Brenda Freeze, it's just three. So there's also an experience with some of these coaches. So something to look out for. Last topic for the tip-off topics. Folks, what's going on in Arkansas? Cal's got as much NIL money as anybody in the country. They've lost five games in a row. They got to play Georgia tonight. That's a loss. They may lose to Oklahoma next. I don't think they're going to make the tournament. And they just lost their star freshman, Boogie Flynn, one of the best high school players to come out this year. So I'm saying this, folks, and there has been quotes by college coaches in the SEC basically saying the pieces don't fit, Cal can't adapt, and is outdated. Things can get real nasty in Arkansas really, really quick. Coming up next, we'll get into our award tour, where we'll look at, does Dallas Mavericks, did they make the playoffs? News that came out today that may make you think about this. We'll also look about the Philadelphia 76ers. Will they make the playoffs this year? Along with my team, I'm back, Light the Beam, along with a team in college basketball, not the Clippers too, but a team in college basketball that you think about, but football, is going to make the tournament. We'll be back with our award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 116. Before we get into our award tour, and it kind of ties into it, there was breaking news by Sham Sharani a couple hours ago, and that's star center Derek Lively II is going to miss 2 to 3 months with a fracture in his foot. He'd already been missing a couple of games. I think he's been out for about a week, but this is devastating news to a Dallas Mavericks team that is obviously dealing with the injury bug. They don't have Luka. They haven't had Kyrie for a little bit of time. So that leads us to our award tour. And we'll start with Dallas. Dallas is was at minus 184 to make the playoffs with a plus 148 as a no. Folks, as of right now on FanDuel, they took this down. So I expect that by the time this comes up, this may move. Folks, I don't think Dallas is going to make the playoffs. Like, if you consider, right, Oklahoma City making it, Houston making it, Memphis making it, Denver making it, now we start to get tricky. I think Minnesota's going to make a run, right? I think the Timberwolves are going to make a run. And I think that Phoenix is going to make a run. We talked about it last time. That's 7 spots. So now it's like the Clippers that are ahead of them, the Lakers that are tied with them, or two out of the loss column. Right, even the Warriors, there's going to be some really good teams missing out in the West. I think the injuries are going to be too much for this team to overcome and make the playoffs. So at plus 148, if it comes back live, you got to jump in and take it. I just don't think they're going to do it. As much as I love this team, 43 games in, Luka Doncic has already missed 21 games. Oh, by the way, Luka not eligible for award. Add him to the list. Right? Kyrie's already missed. He's back. He's missed 9 games. Right? So to me, it's about the injuries, right? But it's more about everybody else, I think, being better than Dallas. I don't think they make the playoffs. Let's move on to the East. Folks, okay. Maybe I'm nuts. I think the 76ers are going to make the playoffs. The 76ers, folks, that on this, and my producer, Matty George, does a great job, as I pulled my notes, said on December 16th, they were minus 112, yes, minus 110, no. Now look at the Sixers today on January 22nd. Plus 210 to make the playoffs, minus 265 not to make the playoffs. So when you look at the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia is 2 out of the loss column for 10th place, okay? I think Miami's in trouble. I told you they're not making the playoffs. I think Chicago may try and blow it up, right? Do the Hawks or someone come back to the pack? If the 76ers just get to 9, I think they can win 2. If they get to 7 or 8, they're definitely winning 1. It's too good of a team. I know Paul George does not look good. I know Embiid has missed a ton of time. I know Maxey, you know, has carried the load, but his shooting splits are not worth what they were, right? I get it. But I'm just banking on Maxey and Embiid, PG-13. We'll see if they get McCain back. Kelly Oubre, Yabusele's been good. Caleb Martin's a defensive specialist. Andre Drummond can still give you know, almost a double-double at any point. I can't go south on this team. And now you're giving it to me at 2-1 to make the playoffs? To be in the final 8? Folks, give me the Philadelphia 76ers to make the playoffs at plus 210. Another team to look at is light the beam, the Kings. Ready? December 16th, plus 118, yes. Minus 124, no. Now look at the Kings after this hot streak. Minus 115, yes. Minus 115, no. So if I said to you on the last podcast that I thought that they were going to win the division, if you don't want to take those 5-1 odds, right? Take this. Take this right here. Even money to make the playoffs. I think they do it. I know they have the 8th toughest schedule the rest of the way, but they have to make this work. And Doug Christie's done a damn good job. And there's always talk, will the Kings make another move? I talked about maybe someone like a Cam Johnson. Look at Sacramento. If you don't want to take them to win the Pacific Division, 5.5-1 or 5-1, go ahead and take a look at them to go ahead and make the playoffs at -115. And by the way, it was 5.5-1 on the last podcast. They've already moved to +460. So they've already moved them almost a dollar in the last 2 days. In regards to making a play-in, how about the Clippers? When you look at the Clippers' schedule, right, you're going to say, oh, well, you know, the Clippers, their schedule, how's it line up with everyone else? Well, Clippers all have the toughest schedule. I don't trust Kawhi. You know, comes and goes as he pleases, pretty much. But this is more about the fact that I just see teams making a run or making a move, right? So to me, I want to look at some of those teams like Sacramento, like Minnesota, like Phoenix. If everything stays the same, I just need one of them to jump them. I think it happens. Clippers, make the play-in at +120. On to college basketball. Folks, we are Penn State. We are Penn State. Shout out to Mike Rhodes. Penn State is a really, really hard place to win and play and recruit in the Big Ten. But I'm here to tell you, I think Penn State at +162 is going to make the NCAA tournament. Why, you ask? You're looking at the roster. Like, Coach, they're 3-5 in league, right? I think the Big Ten ad load, it could get 7 or 8 bits, right? Indiana's 5-3. They're going south. Maryland can't win big games. Mick Cronin's team is in constant turmoil, even they got a win last night. I think Penn State at +162 makes the NCAA tournament. Maybe Mike Rhodes is a better coach than James Franklin. Coming up after the commercial break, we'll get into our scouting report. We'll look at a couple of games in the NBA highlighted by the Kings and the Nuggets. We'll look at Villanova at Marquette. And then we'll end with a buzzer beater with the slam dunk contest. This is the Betting Above the Rim podcast. We'll be back after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Let's get into our scouting report where we preview the top games in the NBA and in college basketball. And there's a big matchup Thursday night as De'Aaron Fox, and arguably the hottest team in the NBA, and the light the beam Sacramento Kings, head to the Mile High City to take on Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. Based off our predictor, they have the Nuggets by about 4 points, just so people kind of get that if they're not watching, where we see this game being predicted with a 61% chance of victory for Denver. So when you look at this game and you look at this matchup, one thing to be of note right away is the Kings are coming off a second leg of a back-to-back. They're going to play the Warriors tonight. Then they got to fly to Denver. So what does that think where I'm looking at? Folks, I'm looking over because I think Sacramento's going to want to run. And Denver has no problems running and making it a little bit of a track meet. And if I'm Michael Malone, I want to test the legs of Doug Christie's guys on a second leg of a back-to-back, especially if the Warriors do extend them a little bit. So look for me to play the over in a matchup between Sacramento and Denver. Next matchup, Cavs at the Sixers. And you're like, wait, what? Wait, why are you talking about this game? Well, I'm still waiting for Philadelphia to show up and show out. But the one thing that's very evident to me in looking at this game, which tips off on Friday night, folks, only 3 games in NBA on Friday night, is the fact that this Philadelphia 76ers give up a lot of points. They just gave up in their last matchup 144 to Denver. They gave up 123 to Milwaukee. They gave up 125 to the Knicks in overtime. 123 to New Orleans, and they have lost, I think, 7 games in a row. It's been a slide. I don't know if I want to touch the point spread, but one thing I will be looking at is the team total for Cleveland. a Cleveland team that can beat you in so many different ways, whether it's Donovan Mitchell in his play, or Darius Garland, or, you know, Evan Mobley, or Jared Allen, or Caris LeVert, or Dean Wade, right? George Niang. They got so many guys, folks, that they just, they wear on you. So to me, a team that's leaking defensively, I'm going to take a look at Cleveland to go over their team total. I would say I think they can get to 120 or more points. Let's head to the college game. Big game in the Big East on Friday as Villanova will take on Marquette. A Marquette team that's coming off a loss, a shocking loss, I would say, in their last matchup at home versus the Villanova team that, you know, you guys know, Coach Young is he's about that team. To me, this is a big spot for Villanova. They need a big win. I still think Marquette is the play here. Look for this game to go under. Villanova doesn't have a lot of depth, so they want to slow the game down a little bit and rely on big Eric Dixon to kind of get things going. And then you look at, obviously, the other way on Marquette. Shaka Smart relies on their half-court defense. Last matchup, huge matchup in the Big 12. Calvin Sampson, Houston, going to Fog Allen and take on Kansas. This is going to be a tough matchup, folks, here. This is another game I think goes under. Average is 135.55 for Houston, 148.6. The metrics have been kind of tricky with Kansas, kind of giving them too many points, think they're going to score. Hopefully they'll hang that thing in about 145, 146. Go ahead and take the under. Now to our buzzer beater, the slam dunk contest participants so far. Bozelis and Castle. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Gone are the days of Dr. J. Gone are the days of Larry Nance. Gone are the days of Chicago Stadium, Michael Jordan versus Dominique Wilkins. Gone are the days of Kobe Bryant. See, here's the problem, folks. It's about pride. These guys don't want the smoke. I want LeBron. I want Ja. I want Anthony Edwards. I want these high-flying guys to be in the slam dunk contest. I don't want Obi Toppin, and I'm a damn Knicks fan. You want to get guys in? I'll say it right now. $2 million to the winner. $1 million to them, $1 million to the charity of their choice. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for January 22nd. For all things sports gambling, download that SportsGrid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Folks, I'm working on something. I'm working on a guest next week. I hope I get him. I pray I get him. For my producer, Maddie George, Benny with the graphics. Remember, folks, it's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Good night.